to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on a busy day, Friday, Erev Shabbos, Erev Sukkot, the 14th day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their incredible continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. One note, going forward, as of today, through the end of Sukkot, we will not be reciting Perek Chaf. We will not be reciting Chapter 20. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Avi Heller, who is the Orthodox Union's Regional Director for New Jersey and Rockland County, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Heller slowly reciting our now three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Misha Berach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Heller to learn more about the amazing work he does for the OU on behalf of the community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Heller.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much, Naftali. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here on this Erev Shabbat and Erev Sukkot. A few weeks ago, we were asking ourselves, do we really need to keep doing Tehillim calls if the pandemic is subsiding? Regardless of what the answer to that would be, which would be, it's still good to say Tehillim, but the answer to that is yes. We do not seem to be done with this yet. Not only are we hearing about upticks in various places that are far away from us, but I am also hearing about minyanim in schools close to me and my family here in New Jersey. We still need to do a lot of calling out to Hashem. We should also, especially today, daven for Hagon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who was just diagnosed, as well as Lahavdil Elef Alfei Hevdalot, the President and First Lady of the United States. May Hashem send them a refuah shlema. Sukkot is also called Chag HaAsif, literally the festival of gathering in. So it's a time when we bring things together. The Dalet Ninim, the four species which can represent the entirety of the natural world, or all the kinds of different Jewish people, or all the organs of our body, or the letters of Hashem's name, whatever kavanot, intentions we have for them, our goal is to bring them together. Our Sukkot are meant to bring us together under the Tzchach, both in terms of the past, when Hashem was gathering us to become Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one person with one heart in the desert, before we got the Torah, and in terms of the future, when all of Klal Yisrael, all of the Jewish people, will sit under the sukkah of the Orosh HaLeviathan in a sukkah made from Leviathan. So it's painful for us on a holiday of coming together not to be able to come together, not to be able to unify with our bodies. But nothing can prevent us from unifying our hearts and our souls. There is no physical barrier or temporal limitation that can keep us from feeling like an aguda achat lasot ritzoncha b'levav shalem, a unified team doing the will of Hashem with a full heart. So in some ways, perhaps Sukkot is the most propitious time of all to daven for this magefa, this plague, to end. The Rambam writes in his Laws of Lulav, Hilchot Lulav, Chapter 8, Halacha 12, he writes as follows, Af al pi, shekol ha-mo'adot mitzvah lismoach bahen, בחג הסוכות הייתה במקדש יום שמחה יתרה שנאמר ושמחתם לפני השם אלוקיכם שבעת ימים. Even though all the holidays have a mitzvah to celebrate on them, to be happy on them, on the holiday of Sukkot there was a simcha yetera, an extra simcha. So the theme of Sukkot is not just bringing everything together, but also creating an abundance, a surplus, something that is yetera. Not things that we need, but things that are added value, things that are extra. We don't just have simcha in Sukkot, we have simcha yitera, extra joy. We don't just have chiba, affection from Hashem, we have chiba yitera. We don't just have the spiritual protection of Hashem in this holiday, we have nitiruta yitera, extra protection, and the ora makif, the sila dimhemnuta, the loving embrace of Hashem's presence in our Sukkot. We are so joyful that we cannot just sit in our chairs. We have to get up and dance. We can't just walk around the bima once. We have to go around seven times. Our joy pushes us to transcend the ordinary good enough happiness. We do more than just the good enough happiness. We make it more. We make it yeterah. The Chida, the great Sephardic Chacham, Rabbi Chaim David Azulai, the 18th century Yerushalayim, he makes this point in his book called Rosh David. He asks, if, as the Talmud says in the Tractate of Taniyot, that Hashem gave the Jewish people three great gifts in the desert. He gave us water from Miriam's well, man, bread from the heavens, in the merit of Moshe, and the Amud Hanan, or Anane HaKavod, the clouds of glory in the merit of Aaron, got three great gifts. Why do we only have a special mitzvah related to the clouds? The clouds are the walls of our sukkah, but we don't have a special mitzvah on Sukkot or on Pesach or on Shavuot to commemorate Miriam's well or the manna that came because of Moshe. Why only this miracle do we incorporate into our holiday observance? Now, the Chida gives a few different answers to this, but I want to just share briefly two of them. One answer he gives is, of all the gifts given to the Jewish people, the clouds were given without struggle or complaint, without machloket. There was no rebellion against Moshe. There were no complaints against God. There was no fighting between brothers and sisters over this gift. It was a gift of peace. There are always things to complain about. It's only human to complain. But when we accept the gifts Hashem gives us without kvetching, without fighting, that's worth having a mitzvah ledorot, an eternal commandment for us to celebrate and aspire to. A beautiful idea. The second answer he gives, connected to our theme, is that the clouds show chiba yetera, that they show additional, extra affection from Hashem. The Jewish people could not have made it through the desert without food and water, but a shelter like the clouds of glory that protected us from the wind and the sun, from the sand and the scorpions, that was not an absolute necessity. It's a deluxe package. It's extra. It's an act of love, not necessity. Acts of necessity, as they imply, are necessary and important, but it's after we've satisfied the minimum requirements. It's when we add the chiba yetera, the zekilivan zehu, this is Hashem, my God, I will glorify Him. Not just a kosher etrog, but a beautiful etrog. Not just a kosher sukkah, a beautiful sukkah. That's how we commemorate the act forever. We have many responsibilities to Hashem, to ourselves, to our bosses and colleagues, to our family members, to our spouses, to our children. Of course, we have to make sure they have clothes to wear and food to eat, but it's the chiba yetera that shows them that we're not just responsible to them, but that we love them. That's what makes this holiday a celebratory one. It is the extra beauty of the not absolutely necessary. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks tells a story about a conversation he had once with the notorious Richard Dawkins. He called Mr. Dawkins a beloved friend, although he admitted that he was an angry atheist. Rabbi Sacks said to Mr. Dawkins, he said, the reason that you're an atheist is that you are tone deaf. Sounds so much better with his English accent. You cannot hear the music. Dawkins responded to Rabbi Sacks, yes, it's true. I am tone deaf. But there is no music. Rabbi Sacks finished the conversation, and I'm paraphrasing here, by saying, this is the difference between you and me. You cannot hear the music, so you think it does not exist. I listen closely, and I know that it does. I hear it, and it comforts me. Perhaps after Eliyahu, in the famous story in the 19th chapter of the Book of Kings, was deafened by the sound of the ruach, the wind that went by him, the ra'ash, an earthquake that went by him, the ash, the fire of the heavens that went by him. And after all of those loud noises, so deafened that he could not even hear then the kol d'mama daka, the quiet voice. But it's the kol d'mama daka that is the extra sound. That's the chiba yetera. That's the part that makes all the difference. Life and religion are not, as Dawkins would have it, and quoting Macbeth, a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Yes, full of sound and fury, but then afterwards a still small voice, signifying everything. May we find a way this Chag to feel united to the rest of Klal Yisrael, and within our limitations, to feel the love, the chiba yetera, that Hashem has for us and that we have for each other. Chag Sameach. We're going to read, start with Mizmor Chaf Gimel, Tehillim chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echsar, bino deshe yarbitseini, al mei minuchot yinahaleini, nafshi yeshuvev yancheini, למגלי צדק למען שמו, גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צהריי, תשענת ושמן ראשי כוסי רוויה. אך טוב החסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ישבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. We skip forward to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalms 121. Shir lamalot esa einai el harim, meayin yavo ezri, ezri meim adonai, ose shamayim va'aretz, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, הנה לא ינום ולא יישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שומרך, אדוני צילך על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה עד יד עולם. Finally, Psalm 130, קוף למד. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך, אדוני. אדוני ישמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לקול תחנוני. עם עוונות תשמור יא אדוני, מי יעמוד? כי עמך הסליחה למען תברך. קיוויתי אדוני, קיוות נפשי, לדברו הוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים על הבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד, להרבה עם עובדות. והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. I'm going to say the Mishaberach V'cholu now, the prayer for the ill. I'm going to give a long pause and you can insert the name of whom you're praying for, if you're able to, their Hebrew name and their mother's Hebrew name. Mishaberach Avoteinu אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם, בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא לחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפותם ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם, תשלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים. May he send them a speedy and complete recovery from heaven. L'kol evareihem u'l'chol gideihem b'toch sha'ar cholei Yisrael, among all the other sick people of Israel. Refuat ha'nefesh, spiritual healing. Refuat ha'guf, and physical healing. Hashta ba'gala u'vizman kariv. U'refuat krova lavo. Hashta ba'gala u'vizman kariv. V'numah amen. And finally, we'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanetunim b'tzara u'b'shivya omedim ben bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziem mitzara l'rvacha ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבור לגאולה, השתה בגלה בזמן קריב, נאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Heller. As we transition into the next portion of our call, start with first, how are you and your family doing?
Thank God. Thank God we're doing well. Baruch Hashem. We cannot complain. My son is in yeshiva in Israel, and my two other children are here. They're both in school. My wife is working. Thank God we're still working together. So Baruch Hashem.
Amazing. As you alluded to a little bit earlier at the start of the call, watching from down here in Florida where we had our numbers peak a month and a half ago, it does sound and look like things are starting, unfortunately, to be on the rise again. In various portions of the country, but in particular in the New York, New Jersey metro area.
Yeah, our county, Bergen County, I'm in Teaneck, is still the number one infected county, basically, in New Jersey. Our numbers, what we say is it's better to say that there's an uptick than an outbreak. So hopefully it's still an uptick, and we're just davening that it stays that way.
Amen. And we certainly hope so. So if you can share, and it's a short day, obviously, but if you can share briefly with us and talk a little bit about the work that you do for the OU, in particular for the New Jersey and the Rockland County area, just kind of give a little bit of a background and overview of the really amazing work that you do on behalf of the OU for Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, thank you so much. And very briefly, I mean, it's been such a strange 6 months. Ordinarily, my goal is to be a liaison and a help and a connection between the OU and all of the shuls in New Jersey, almost the entire state, and in Rockland County, and doing all sorts of different things for them, connecting them to OU opportunities and programs, and helping them with spiritual things and physical things, educational things, youth, and all sorts of a million different hats to wear. But over these last 6 months, we have had to branch out and do lots of different things, including trying to create new virtual opportunities. That was back in Pesach and Shavuot. And then over the summer, trying to create a lot of mental health programming of various kinds so that people could talk about and destigmatize what they were feeling and hopefully deal with it. And those who needed to get help could then feel like it was okay to ask for help. And now, of course, as we come in, we're going through this Yamim Noraim and holiday season, shuls have all these many unique problems and so much new kinds of work that they have to do that they've never had to do before. I have tremendous respect and awe for rabbis and executive directors and shul presidents and boards who are like innovating on the fly to try to meet everyone's needs. As the OU, we may not have all the answers, but we're trying to sensitively discuss and suggest guidelines and network people together so that we can make a COVID Tisha B'Av or Rosh Hashanah or Simchat Torah more meaningful. And I think then the next question for us will be trying to address what are the long-term impacts on synagogue life after this, not only just the rise of online learning, which everybody, knows about now, and I don't think it will go away, but what are other positives we can learn from this about our resilience or negatives that we need to think about how to solve, like what, due to the remote nature of minyanim and unique challenges people are facing, many, many lay people that maybe never stepped up to be leaders before in shul have learned new skills, whether it was how to daven for Yom Kippur, maybe through the OU or in some other way, or how to organize a backyard minyan. They've had to step up. Can we capitalize on all these people now who are learning new skills and learning to be leaders in the community? Can we keep them as leaders? And negatives, what if the elderly or others don't feel for a long time like it could come back to shul? It would be a tragedy if we were just missing parts of our community from now on. How can we solve that? What can we do to engage our communities in new and halachically viable ways so we have, exciting and challenging opportunities? And I hope that I and you, Naftali, who do this in the Southeast, and our colleagues all over the country can try to be up to the task to work together with Rabbi Hauer and others to try to at least provide some support and guidance for the schools in the community going forward.
Amen. Let's hope that Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us the strength and gives all of us the strength to work through it. And there's a lot of work to be done. But in the meantime, to wherever we're going to all be for this Yantif, to enjoy it, for it to be meaningful and impactful and restful as well. We certainly all deserve an opportunity to sit back a little bit and to enjoy time with family or whoever we're going to be with. And so, Rabbi Heller, I want to thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the call today and for sharing with us some of the things that you do for the OU on behalf of the community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael of the entire world. We want to say thank you, and our tefillot and our thoughts are with you and for your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. And as we shared a few moments ago, it should be an uptick and only that, and things in your Hashem, please God, should go back to normal very, very soon. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good, and may the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. I'm pleased to share that a number of my wonderful colleagues will be guest hosting the program next week. So please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Karish, will be back again to host the program. And you'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Shannan Gelman of Kehillat Chobavei Tzion in Skokie, Illinois. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day and a beautiful, meaningful, and happy Shabbos and Sukkot. Shabbat Shalom. Chag Sameach. We'll see you back next week.